Big stop on third down for the Bearcats. Can they do it again on fourth? Fourth and two. Coming
8
up.
Minutes, 35 seconds left in the second quarter. Harbor Beach facing a fourth and two. And there go the flags. And this one is going to be against. Looks like Harbor Beach went for the hard count. And offsides is the call. And it's an automatic first down with a 5-yard walk-off. And Harbor Beach does not need to convert on fourth down as they do it with a flag.
Harbor Beach gets two Bearcat defensive linemen to jump. And unfortunately for them, they're both wearing sevens and fives. That's Adam Weber, 57, Nathan Partaka, 75, as they both jump off sides and give Harbor Beach a little veteran credit there. Coach Schelke always uses that once in a while. That's a free 5 yards for the Pirates and an automatic, in this case, first down.
From the 15-yard line, first and 10, it's a handoff right through the middle and open, wide open. Devin Finkel goes beyond the first down marker, has it. Plus another yard beyond that, 11-yard gain. William Spicer on the touchdown-saving tackle. And it's a first and goal now for Harbor Beach. 8:13 left in the second.
Just when it was getting quiet, you hadn't heard Devin Finkel's name. He gets the carry right away after the 5-yard penalty on Elbley. And right through the gap he goes and shows that quick lateral movement. He plants that left foot, jukes to the right. And if William Spicer doesn't hang on for the ride, Devin Finkel gets into the end zone. A nice touchdown-saving tackle by Spicer. But now Harbor Beach knocking on the door inside the five.
First in goal from the 3-yard line. Anderson working off the right hash, left side of your radio. And it's going to be a push right through the forward. Devin Pump's going to try his best effort. But the ugly defense, Hart Carson Haleski, with the stop for no gain in the play. Second down, goal to goal, still from the 3. It's Harbor Beach 0, Ubley 8, with the Pirates knocking on the door.
Puff runs right into the back of his right tackle, and was hoping like that he could help move that pile ahead, more a rugby-style play. Bearcats withstand that pressure, hold them up. Eventually, the officials have to call the play dead as there was no movement, and Devin Puff gets stood up at the 2-yard line for no gain. Second down and goal from the 2. From the three.
Pirates taking their time, less than 10 on the play clock. 7:15 left in the first half. Anderson under center. There is the snap, and it's going to be handoff to Devin Finkel. Gets down to about the 1-yard line. A gain of 2. Nolan Van Erp on the tackle to stop before the end zone line, and it'll be third down, goal to go from the half-yard line.
Good work there by Devin Finkel. He's able to get off that first tackle and fight forward, reaching ahead for the goal line. The nose of the football is touching that goal line. They're that close to the end zone, unable to score, but Finkel gets him right on the goal line. Third down and goal from the half-inch yard line, Clark. Think they dial up quarterback sneak here?
Yeah, very well could. They got two chances to do it if you go for it on fourth. 6.5 to play in the first half. Anderson's under center. 10 seconds on the play clock. There's the snap. Handoff to Devin Finkel. He needs a cross. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Devin Finkel caps off a big drive for the Pirates, marching down with the wind at their back. And now the Pirates back within 2 points with a 2-point conversion upcoming. 6:21 left in the first half. 8-6, Ubley still leading.
A continuation of their first drive. This time, though, the Bearcats unable to make that tackle for loss to really throw off the playbook. All positive carries there for Harbor Beach as they're able to finish off that drive with a Finkel 1-yard touchdown run.
Harbor Beach looks like they're going for two. They trail by two. 6:21 left in the first half. This drive started with 51 seconds left in the first quarter. Just shy of 6 minutes on that drive. Anderson under center, still same formation. And it's going to be, quarterback keeper Anderson around the right end, untouched into the end zone. 2-point conversion's good. And we are tied at 8 apiece with 6:21 left in the second quarter. 8-8, Harbor Beach and Ubley in week number 5 of high school football right here on the WLW Sports Network.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists ready to get you shooting this same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at $399. Find over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 100 variations of a bolt action rifle that is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake. It's only $499.95. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house, Saturday, October 6th. factory representatives will be on hand from Ruger and Leupold. And Randy's Hunting Center sells fishing and hunting licenses. Check out the website, randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
.621 left in the first half, and Harvard responds with a touchdown of their own. Capping off a 62-yard drive that covered just shy of 6 minutes on the clock. It's 8-8, all tied up. After three offensive drives, two for Harbor Beach, one for Ubley, and the big boot from Anderson comes in with a touchback with the aid of the wind behind him. So Ubley will start with field position right at the 20-yard line, 6:21 left in the first half.
If I'm not mistaken, doesn't Kendall Gentner do the kicking for Harbor Beach, Clark?
Typically, yes, but Kendall Gentner is coming off the bench this week. So things aren't quite typical this week.
I got you. I missed that. I thought for sure Kendall Gentner kicked that one. But nonetheless, as he launches it, that tells you how good this wind is right now out of the west. As he flies that to the back end of the end zone, no chance of a return. And Ubley will start their drive at their own 20-yard line.
80 yards for a score. 8-8 tie between Harbor Beach and Ubley. 6:21 left in the second. Hand off to Ozentoski. Breaks free. Tries to break free. His first tackle gets out for about 3 yards. Out to the 24 yards. Devin Puff with the tackle. Second down, 6 to go.
Short yard gain for Ozentoski, but I really like what the Bearcats do. They have to utilize Ozentoski, Spicer, and Sweeney a little more. Ethan Lemke is perfect if he gets somewhere in that area of 12 to 15 carries. He is absolutely electric with the football, but teams are keying on him. It's these other guys that have to get involved. A nice 4 yard gain on first down for Ozentoski.
It's a handoff, and this one's to Ethan Lemke. He's trying to break free of that first tackle, but can't. Tries to go laterally out to about the 27-yard line. Mason Yon finally wraps him up, and it's a gain of 3 on the play. Third down, 3 to go for the Bearcats at their own 27-yard line.
Left side of the line for Harbor Beach gets the credit for this tackle, in my opinion, as Lemke come right into that left side. He's seen nothing. He jukes to his right, spins to his right, and eventually you just keep pushing him down the sideline. Going side to side, he won't get anywhere fast, and he runs right into the arms of Mason Yon, and he pulls him down for a short gain. Third down and 3 coming up for the Ubley offense.
Third down and 3 from the 27, working off the right hash, wind in their face. And of up the gut, and it's going to be very close to that first down all the way out to the 30-yard line. Looks like they do have it. No word yet from the officials. 4:57 left. Number 51, that would be Kendall Gentner on the tackle. On the bottom of the pile would be William Spicer. There's the single first down for the Ubley Bearcats.
Just enough yards on that carry, just what Ubley needed. A good, powerful run right into the teeth of that Pirate defense, and he's able to fall ahead for 3 yards and get that first down.
First and 10 for the Bearcats. Left to right across your radio, away white uniforms. Casey Sweeney under center, 3 men backfield. Left to right across your radio. It's going to be quarterback keeper around the left end, has a lead blocker. Trying to get around that edge, and Harbor Beach chases him down after about a 3 yard gain. Mason Yon on the stop for Harbor Beach. Second down, 7 to go from the 33 yard line.
Nolan Van Erp is the pulling guard for Ubley on that play, and he gets up into Mason Yon, but he's unable to seal him off. Yon's able to fight off that tackler and get to the sideline to stop Casey Sweeney after a 3 yard gain. That was the same play that hit him hard in the first quarter. Better discipline this time by the defensive back. Yon, in this case, he's able to make the tackle and really minimize what turns into just a small gain on first down.
4 minutes to go in the first half. 8-8 tie. Ubley with the ball at their own 33-yard line. Casey Sweeney good, keeping it for himself around the right end, and a shoestring tackle made by Devin Finkel in the backfield. Actually, they're going to say no gain on the play. Forward progress right at the initial line of scrimmage as Devin Finkel comes out of nowhere and trips him up for no gain.
Design quarterback run. In this case, he turns to his left where all his running backs have already taken off to his right. He makes a full spin and then follows those three running backs to the sideline. They all pick up a guy. Devin Finkel's able to shoot through that defensive line and offensive line and make a dive at Casey Sweeney, get one hand on that shoe, and he's able to trip him up. A big play there, a slow developing run for the